Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM, the voice of the Tri-County. With me this morning, I have Brady Dabbs, Marketing Director of Liberty Village, and Marcia Berger, a resident of one of the homes at Liberty Village. Welcome, both of you, to the studio. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
And so, I mean, people might hear about Liberty Village, Hawthorne Inn. Give us a little breakdown, Brady, about explain what is Liberty Village, Hawthorne, et cetera.
Well, Liberty Village is what they call a CCRC. It's a continuum of care retirement campus. And we have just completed that a little over 2 years ago. We have every need that a senior would need along the way, from independent villas, independent living villas, which Marcia has, to Hawthorne Inn, independent and assisted living, to the manor, which is, you know, was our original facility and built in 1992, and it has 154 beds. It has with bounce back rehabilitation and memory care fitness, memory lane fitness for the mind, memory care. So, and long-term care is 87 long-term care beds as well. So that's pretty much all of it.
I got you. Now, Liberty, Marcia, I got to say this, first of all. Marcia, I didn't realize you were coming here this morning.
Oh, really?
And I didn't really realize that you lived at one of the homes at Liberty Village.
I do.
I didn't know. But actually, we are related.
Yes.
We're distant cousins. You're grandmother.
Yes.
And my grandfather were brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Years ago.
Yes.
And yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yes.
And also, are you still baking cakes?
Yes.
Oh man, you can bake some cakes. I know that. We've had a lot of your cakes over the years.
Yeah, I'm still baking.
Still baking. Now, how long have you lived at the villas on the campus of Liberty Village?
We moved in March 16th of 2013.
10 years.
Yeah,
11 years in March.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And where did you move from?
We lived on High Street in Jerseyville.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And what prompted you and your husband to make the move to Liberty Village?
Well, there are no steps in our home or outside of our home.
Yes, that's a good one.
And he was going to have knee replacements.
Yeah.
So he liked that. And I fell in love with the kitchen.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, what would you like about the kitchen so much?
Oh, it's huge, and I've got a big island, and yeah. And when we looked at the home, I said, bring my pillow. I'm going to stay here and sleep on the kitchen counter. But anyway, yeah, we like it real well.
Is it like a two-bedroom, three-bedroom?
It's a two-bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sunroom.
Yes.
That faces the east side of the house.
Screened in?
It's got regular windows.
Oh, okay.
With screens.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
And it faces what direction?
The front of the house faces west.
I see.
And the sunroom faces east.
All right. Get you that early morning sun in the morning.
Yes.
Sit out there, have some coffee.
Yeah.
And talk about old times.
Yes.
Et cetera. Brady, so how many of these, you know, you have the Hawthorne Inn, which is full, I understand.
Yeah, 45 apartments.
And yeah, 45. I've been in those. I visited at those, and they're really nice, and everything's so nice there. You know, and at the Hawthorne Inn, they have an apartment, but you have a dining area, so they can come and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes.
And then they take trips and do all kinds of fun things throughout the course of the day.
It's really a great opportunity for people who, you know, are not, you know, have decided to downsize, have decided to, you know, live their life as opposed to, you know, take care of their yard, do things like that. Villa owners are the same. You know, we handle the lawn care and snow removal. But the Hawthorne is just a great opportunity for people who want to, you know, just come in, and the socialization is great for people. You can be as social, I always tell people, you can be as social as you want or as private as you want, but most everybody really, really loves it. Now, I love it. I've been based out of there. They sent me over there 2 years ago this past July. I was over there before anybody was, and they said, build a prospect list, and it was started off rough, but we got there, and we had after-hours events over there,
okay,
monthly, and just really
grassroots. Really
did a. I think Marcia DeVerger, who's the manager, does a great job, and it just and it finally got rolling, and we really got to push this year in the fall before the winter. We really got to push this year and filled it up. So,
Now Brady, where do you come from?
I'm from Jersey County.
Okay,
I grew up on Warren Street. Over there, kind of at the north end of town. I still live at the north end of town, but from about 13, 14 years old through my early 20s, I lived out on Pleasant Hill School, what is now called Pleasant Hill School Road, out there just east of Jerseyville.
I see. And went to Jerseyville High School?
Yes.
And did you go to university anywhere? Or
what? I actually went to a couple places after I graduated, but ended up quitting for a job, and I ended up going back to Greenville College in my late 20s and got finished my bachelor's. And then I graduated in 06, and I've been, and 2 months later, I got the job I'm at now. So it's been almost 18 years.
So what did you get a degree in marketing?
It was a degree completion program, organizational leadership.
Okay.
But it had a few areas, and marketing is what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to do. So.
And you're very successful at it.
Well, we like to believe we are. I really didn't ever think I'd be doing what I'm doing, but I have definitely found a calling, I guess you'd say. I feel very comfortable. I love seniors. I do enjoy it. I don't feel like I go to work every day. I just don't. I just,
yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday. I've never had a day where I dreaded going to work. I just enjoy it.
That sounds like a country western song.
I'm gonna have to write one.
You need to write a country western song. And then you put in Liberty Village in it. Yeah, there you go. Good marketing.
Right. Having a jingle.
Got a jingle? Yes. Tell me about these Liberty Village. What you've got? How many you got?
When
you start building?
We've got nine. We've got nine homes. We right now have duplexes and then one single. Marcia lives in the single family home, right across from the duplexes. But we are really just concentrating on three floor plans now, and we are building a new one as we speak. So, which by the spring hopefully will be sold or close to selling. But it's nine villas right now, and a tenth one being built.
Tell me a little bit about the ones you have, the duplexes. What do they look like?
They're various floor plans. Most all of them are two bed, two bath. We do have a three bed, two bath. Really, that third one's an optional office. One of the new ones we built in 2011. Well, newer ones we built in 2011. The original were built in 99. The original. I guess the original six were built in 99, and we built three more in 2011.
Tell me a little bit about the people that you market. Who's the perfect market for these?
Oh, well, the perfect market would probably be somebody who's, and I say that,
probably
somebody.
You gotta be a certain age, right?
You gotta be 55 or older. Probably somebody who's lived in a house and and they don't have to be a couple. We've had widow or widowers by, and we have some couples, out there as well. We've probably got more couples now than we've had probably in a while.
Yes.
But they're all great people. But you gotta be 55 or older to occupy one. Own or occupy, but really just occupy. You have to be 55 or older. Really people who have, I hate to say it, but planned well their life well because they have to be able to afford them. Mm-hmm. But people who want to just, kick their feet up and relax, live the life they want to live. We have some villa owners now who, the very end one, the one that was built in 2011, one of the duplexes, they actually go to Florida every year, and they're in Florida 6 months of the year, so they'll be back here in April, and they they don't have to worry about lawn care and snow removal. There is a $125 maintenance fee, so it's $125 a month, but then we handle the yard maintenance and the...
And if the garbage disposal goes out, you get over there and take care of it?
Well, there are certain things that are responsible. Now, within a year, now, if like this new one being built, yes, anything that would go wrong will have a full one-year warranty. But after a year, it's their responsibility to do any, like normal repairs on a home.
Mm-hmm. Who do you got building the one you have?
Terry Keenel has built all of them.
Oh, yes.
He's built all of them.
I'll be darned.
Yes, he built all of them, and our corporate is very happy with him. They have had a very long-standing relationship, and he is, no matter if we've talked, whatever we talked about in the past, our corporation likes him, so they work well together. So he's building this one as well. So he's built, this will be all 10 he's built.
So I assume, you know, Terry Keno's local, so people that work on it are mostly all local?
Well, yeah, we haven't chose, I guess, I don't know who's doing the rest of this, carpeting and flooring and different things like that. But yeah, we try to have some local people, you know, do it. We don't build them that often, I guess, either. You know, there were 99, and then we built the 3 in 2011, and now we're building another one. We wanted a spec home. They wouldn't give us one, and then I guess they gave a little bit on that. But I was actually supposed to sell this before they built it, but that didn't quite. We were too busy filling Hawthorne. It never got sold, and they're building it.
So I guess the company. This is a big company that owns.
Based out of Galesburg, Illinois.
Okay, mm-hmm. And they have some units like this up north.
They do. They mainly up north. Most of our campuses are up north. We've got, I think, 13 or 14 in Illinois. We've got 3 in Nevada, 3 in Iowa, and we just sold 3 in Florida. So they have. That's what we had. We no longer have the Florida homes, but up north they've got villa campuses that are campuses. I would say 50 to 60 in some communities up there. So up north, the villas tended to really boom.
But it's more populated.
Yes, it is. There. It is.
Okay. Marcia.
Yes.
What can you say to someone who's listened to this and considering, you know, going to a villa? What would you say to them?
I like not having to mow the grass and scoop snow. And they do the landscaping, too. They take care of that.
And how about your neighbors?
They're very nice people.
Uh-huh. Do you see them much?
Yeah, quite often. And I know several of them.
Do you guys get together and do anything?
No.
No?
No, but yeah, I do know them. When we first moved there, I went to the post office to see what our house number would be. Mm-hmm. And it said number 3. And I said, wait a minute, the people across the street are 110, 112, yeah. 114. They said, oh, well, then we'll just make you 111. I said, okay. But I was like, 3? That didn't make sense.
You got them straightened out over there, didn't you?
Yeah, right.
So do you have grandkids and stuff come over?
I have no grandkids.
No?
I had my 2 boys, and Kent passed away 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin lives in Reno, Nevada. So Kent was married 3 years before he passed away. Kevin's not been married, but, you know, he's living out there. And
now, your husband's Bob.
Yes.
How's Bob doing?
Bob's not real well, and he's used bounce back several times over at the manor. He's been in bounce back.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
So he's able to go to bounce back, which is right next door.
Right.
You can stay and you can go you can bounce back and forth and see him.
Yeah, we can use the fitness center over there if we want.
Oh, okay. So you can use all those facilities.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we first moved there, they said, now, if you're sick and can't cook, you call us. We'll bring your meal over.
What?
So that's handy.
That's
handy. To know that we can do that.
And they have, you know, medical people over there, nurses and whatever. So if you had an issue, I'm sure they could help you out, right?
Yeah.
Well, that is...
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
The fitness center she's talking about, they actually, when we were about a quarter of the way done with Hawthorne, or building Hawthorne, they decided, we do have a pretty good Medicare census there. We do, or Med-A census, as they call it. We do do a lot of rehab. And so they built us a 5,000 square foot therapy gym. Between
it's huge.
That's
back,
huge. 5,000 square feet.
And then we repurposed the old therapy to do a break room for the employees, which we outgrew a long time ago, and then also an activity room for our residents. So we but the AJ's Fitness Center, it's 5,000 square feet. It's where we do mainly our therapy, but our villa owners and our Hawthorne tenants come down and use the machines.
What other things do you have going on there that people might be like, oh yeah, I'd like to do that?
Well, we do have scheduled group transportation. We do have membership to the fitness center. Any like our wellness programs, they're welcome to come over to our wellness programs. Social events, any lunch and learn I do or any event we have, I always invite the villa owners to come over. Mm-hmm. And we have some that came to my lunch and learns. We've had some to come to after hours events the last couple of years we've had at Hawthorne. So they do come out. Not everybody comes, but we do get people come over. You have access to a beauty barber shop on campus. It's on our campus. We don't have one at Hawthorne, but it is right there on our campus. Uh-huh. And then we have meals available for purchase. I deliver Meals on Wheels twice a month, and Meals on Wheels is still a very good meal for less money. So yes. I do recommend, you know, when they move into a villa, you know, cause it's like $10 or so a meal at our place. So I'm always like, Meals on Wheels delivers.
Hey, could you just touch on Meals on Wheels a little bit for anybody that's listening? Mm-hmm. Can you explain that, what Meals on Wheels is?
Yeah. For those that are, yeah, I've done this for several years now. I deliver the second and fourth Monday of the month. And I go out, basically Meals on Wheels are for anybody who's really homebound.
Who's making the meals?
The Illinois Valley Senior Center out there by the Sousnick Center.
Yes.
Okay, they got a kitchen out there.
They have a kitchen, they make the meals, and they have a couple different routes in town. I do the south route, and they deliver them every day that they're open. You know, holidays, of course, they're not open, but I've been doing that for several years, and it's for people who just, you know, who can't get out. I think the meals are like $3.50 or so. It's very reasonable.
That's reasonable.
Very reasonable. Very reasonable.
And there's usually a menu in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many people would you say right now are getting Meals on Wheels delivered to them?
Well, I think there's, I can only speak for my route. I really don't know out there, but I bet there's, you know, I would say there's probably 100. So, I would say. Right. I do about 20 on my route, and I know there's a couple other routes. They go towards Grafton. They go towards, you know, in the rural areas.
Well, Frances that lives across from us, she gets Meals on Wheels.
Does she really, Frances? Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I recommend that to the villa owners. I do. And maybe mm-hmm. Frances listened, because mm-hmm. I just think, you know, even once a day at lunch is an important meal.
So they deliver breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
No, just
one meal.
Just one meal. It's lunch. And it's delivered between, you know, 10:30 and 11:30 or 10:30 and noon every day.
Now, how are you eligible for Meals on Wheels?
I don't know if there's an eligibility. You know, that's a good question. And I don't know that there is. Matter of fact, I don't think there is an eligibility, because mm-hmm. I've been in the housing and I've been in some nice neighborhoods. So I'm guessing there's no eligibility. I just think if you're interested.
And you don't have to be a certain age?
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sure you. Well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've been to some people who are disabled, who are younger, that get them too. So I don't know that.
What is for maybe seniors or disabled people?
I would say
people?
50 or over, 55 or over, something like that, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, that,
I would
that,
say.
That
but if you need any more information, the Illinois Valley number is 618-498-3483. That's who you would call in Jersey County.
Okay. Now back to these villas. What do you think the villas will appraise for? What are they going to sell for?
Well, the one we're building, now we're building three different floor plans, single units, single family homes, just like Marcia has. But this one is going to be around $300,000. They haven't totally finished it yet. Obviously, it's being worked on right now, built right now, but it's going to be $300,000 in that range. If somebody were to buy it, if somebody were to come up to us tomorrow and say, I want to buy it, they would have say in how they finish it too. So that's the other.
How close is it?
Oh, it's not quite weathered in.
Does he have drywall up yet?
No. It's still. Mm-hmm. I've been taking progression pictures of it, but it's still. They're working on the roof, but it's not weathered in. No drywall yet. No.
So there's a lot of choices there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Very much so.
Okay. Well.
And we can customize it. I mean, we've been at a couple villas over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, and if you want, you know, there's allowances for this and that, but if you want a certain countertop, you can, you know, get yourself. So you can customize it, meet with our builder, meet with Terry, and really just discuss where you want to trim costs and where you want to, what you want.
I got to share something with you. Back in 05, around 05, I think it was, my brother built those condos in, Jeff built those condos in Grafton, 32 mm-hmm. units. Actually, I think mm-hmm. it's the tallest, you know, maybe commercial building in Jersey County. 32 units, 5 floors, and basically the same design on all mm-hmm. of them. I think there's only one difference on the top floor, because it had another space above. But all those were the same floor plan, and I was in charge of taking care of, like you are, taking care of, like, as far as, okay, what do you want? What, what mm-hmm. flooring, how you want kitchen cabinets, what mm-hmm. kind of countertop, all of it. But the amazing thing is that none of them were alike. That, you know, people can just dress them up,
yes.
change them up,
yes.
and just make it just the way you want it.
Yes.
And that, I was just
yeah.
amazed at that. How they're, I mean, all of them look different. You know, there was no duplicates whatsoever. So that is nice that you can get in early, get the touch on it, and be great.
Even the ones that are already there that come up for sale again, you can do some changes. We just ask you, let us know what you're doing and who's the contractor's going to be. And then, and you could, because there's some that have changed in the last few years. There's mm-hmm. been some carpet to hardwood floor, just different things. So you do have, you know, even the ones that come up for sale that are already there, those are, you know, you can put your own touch on them and make them your home.
Well, one thing that we can say right now is that, they will appreciate in value. I doubt if they're not, you know, they won't get any lower.
Yeah.
They will always appreciate.
Yes.
So it's a good
yes.
investment. There's always going to be a need for it.
Yes, there is. And really just finding the right buyers is, you know, the right buyer, the qualified buyer, as they call it, is a big thing. But yeah, they're beautiful. It's a great, you know, it's not a through road. There is actually there's actually a map, and I think there's 56 lots or something available there. It could be up to 56 villas. But there's actually an access road out to Whit Mill when that thing gets totally full. There's actually
the road will be finished.
Yeah,
street.
We'll
out
go
to
out
Mill
to
road.
Whit Mill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, I don't know if we'll ever see that, but it's, like I said, they tended to do very well up north, but it is, like I said, down here is a farming community. It's been a little tougher, but there's still people, you know, we're pulling at the manor. We're pulling a lot from Madison County right now, Godfrey and Alton. We're getting people coming up here for Bounce Back and, mm-hmm. and Memory Lane and even Hawthorne to some degree. We're getting some people down there. So, you know, we just need to advertise and market and hopefully, you know, hopefully draw some interest.
Well, is there anything you want to add to this interview? We're going to wrap it up.
One thing I like about my house too, the laundry room is right off the kitchen.
Oh yeah, that
and
is.
It included a laundry tub sink, laundry uh-huh. sink, and I use that a lot.
Yeah.
So that was handy.
Well, there's
too.
Probably a lot of forethought into the design of
yeah.
this.
I mean, yeah.
You're designing for seniors who don't,
yeah.
you know.
Yes.
And that's really good.
Yes.
Yeah, and Marcia's kitchen, you know, if you walk in her villa, the Windsor II, that floor plan is for a baker. It's for the kitchen is massive, vaulted ceilings. It's a great, I mean, if you wanted to have parties and socialize, hers is a place to do it because you've got so much
yeah.
room in the middle
oh,
of that.
Oh, really? Because I was wanting to have a party for Super Bowl.
I was wondering if
we could come over. You could bake some cakes.
Okay, yeah. Cheesecake.
Oh, I know your cheesecake.
Carrot cake. You like my carrot
cake. Oh, I love your carrot cake.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. So.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you,
you
for
guys.
Having us.
Thank you very much.
It's been fun, and
it has been.
We'll see you around. And Super Bowl, I think, starts at 5.
Okay.
Just so you know. See you later.
I'll be over.
All right. See you.